fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi. We are going to talk about SEO today. So let's do that while we meet our guest, our Maya. But let's see how this whole thing happened, how this SEO came into place, what this is, and how Maya got into it while she was maybe studying translation when she started her first projects. So let's see. Thank you so much, Maya, for being here. It's a pleasure to talk to you. It's been, you know, thought about for many occasions. And then I was like, okay, finally, this is going to happen. So thank you so much for taking the time for being here and having this little chat with me.
Okay, so how did it happen? Okay, so it didn't happen from the very beginning, I need to tell you. Okay, so when I started my, let's say, translation career, it was in 2011.
That's not long ago.
I started from translating cartoon scripts, and I did it for 2 years, and TV shows, movies, like old movies. I worked for a company, for one company, like in Poland, and they did all that stuff. And however, they stopped paying me at some point.
And I lived. That's not nice.
And I lived in Warsaw, so I couldn't afford my flat. Well, not a flat, but like a room, like a shared room. So I couldn't afford that anymore. My mom told me, okay, so why don't you come back for, I don't know, just for a while to our hometown? And then I thought, okay, I need to do something else. So I started sending CVs to some translation agencies. And
so you did something else that it was the same, right? Just with another focus.
Yes, but it was like mostly translation, but like scripts. So you translate a little bit differently, and then manuals and contracts and things like that. So so actually, at first I started from translating like everything that came my way.
Of course.
Okay, and I just worked for some translation, like Polish, at first, like Polish translation agencies for some peanuts. But then I need to do a small digression. In 1 weekend, I met my future husband, and I actually stayed in that hometown till the rest.
For the rest of your life.
Till the rest of my life. But I never moved anywhere else.
Well, that's because you feel good there. So it's fair enough.
Okay. Anyway, I translated. I had kids. Okay, so translation was convenient for me because I could stay at home, and I could, I don't know, stay when they were ill, and I could support my husband who had a proper work, like a 40-hour per week work. And then just how it happened, why I started, doing SEO stuff and learning SEO.
So first you heard about it, right? Because in your previous life, you probably, at least you didn't focus on it.
Yeah, I didn't focus on that. Okay, how I heard about that. Okay, so when I set up my business, like my translation business.
So the Lang Bay agency, right?
Yeah, I called it Lang Bay because at first I thought maybe I would take care of more languages rather than just English, Polish, but it never happened.
Okay, it's good.
So my husband actually thought maybe it would be like a bay of languages. And that's why we thought about Blank Bay in the state, and I never
Okay.
I'll change that.
Sounds good.
It's short.
Yeah, exactly.
It's short and it says something about language, so maybe something like languages. Okay. Anyway,
Maybe it works well from the SEO perspective, you're going to tell me.
no, not really. It's
No.
just something with SEO, but I didn't change that. Okay. Anyway, okay. I'm just telling you, like, all my life
Don't
story.
worry, don't worry, don't worry.
Okay. I hope someone will want to hear that. Okay. Anyway, where did I stop?
So you stayed home, you supported
Yes,
your
I stayed
family, and
home.
then you
Yes,
found SEO
exactly.
somehow.
It was like this. Okay, so at the very beginning, when I set up my business, I had my first website. Okay, but that just, I went somewhere, paid for the website, and
Well,
I
of
thought,
course.
a website is fine. That's it, right? I knew that, okay, I could pay for some SEO services, but it was like always like 2 years contract, a few thousands per month. So I was like, okay, no, sorry, I can't afford that at that time. So I didn't do it. And then I had another website because I wanted to change something on that website, but always when I went to the web developer, they told me, "Oh, this website is old. Maybe you should have a new one." So I had a new website, and always also a few years passed, so I don't know, I changed. So I wanted to have like different pictures on that website. So I thought that,
Yeah,
like if I have a
sounds.
different pictures, so I should have a new
You want
website,
it to be updated, right?
right? Kind of updated, but like a new one. Okay, so I had a new one. Okay, but then I started because it was okay, I didn't like for many years I didn't market myself. The only platform where I marketed myself was pros.com. So it was the only thing. I didn't, do any LinkedIn, any Facebook, whatever, link Instagram. I didn't, seriously, I'm not a huge fan of social media. Maybe it doesn't. Well, I wasn't. At least I wasn't. But like maybe how it was in 2020, I think, with COVID and everything, I thought, okay, I need to change something. I don't know. I was how old? 35. 35, right? So I wanted to change something. So I had that new website. I started some courses, some marketing courses, and everybody said, you should have a newsletter. You should have a blog. Okay, so I thought newsletter is way. It seemed way too hard for me at that point. So I thought, okay, maybe I will have a blog. Okay, so I set up a blog. Well, the web developer set it up for me because I couldn't do it. Okay, I couldn't even change, like one sentence on that website. So every time I wanted to do something, I went to the web developer, paid something,
I
to
see.
change, one word because I thought I can't do it. I can't do it. Okay, anyway, a few years passed. I blogged, but none of these blogs appeared anywhere. And I didn't even
Okay.
know why it happened like this. And so someone told me you should have a strategy, marketing strategy. But you won't be able to introduce this strategy, like make this strategy happen, and so you should
So
have.
you can conceive it, but you cannot apply it. You cannot do it
Oh yeah,
yourself.
exactly. I forgot the word. I won't be able to apply it. Someone told me that. So they say.
Okay.
This lady told me, like a marketing guru, you should hire someone. You should hire someone who will apply that strategy. Okay, so I did it. I did
You
it.
do the thinking, they'll do the
Exactly. But it was like, I'm telling you, something like 3 years ago.
doing.
Okay,
Okay.
then a young girl. So I thought, okay, young girl knows a lot more about marketing, about stuff, than me, and she was seems to be very, I don't know, oriented, marketing oriented. Okay, so she started doing the blogging for me. She also started What else? She also started posting for me on LinkedIn because at that time I was on LinkedIn. I had a LinkedIn profile, but I didn't post anything. I didn't do anything. I didn't know even that it mattered. Okay. Anyway, so she posted for me from some company page, like a very nice. Actually, I forgot to tell you that. At that time, I actually changed another website, so I had like three websites.
Okay, so it's the third version of
Yes,
the original website.
third version, but like with some fancy brand graphics, like all that
So
stuff.
you were focused on the website, not necessarily on social media, right? So you had your profile on Prose, you had
Well,
your website, and that was your marketing strategy at the moment.
a little bit like this, but I knew that I don't want this new website because I paid for that so much, so I didn't not want it to be buried somewhere on the, I don't know, fourth or fifth page of Google. So I said to myself, okay, I need to learn it. I need to somehow learn it and
Take charge, right, of this
take charge.
situation.
Take charge of the situation because all the time someone wanted me to pay for something. And I wanted to do something, but and it didn't bring any results. Okay, so I paid for people, for something, for I don't know, courses, for everything, but it didn't bring me any results. So I didn't like all my clients came from Prost before because right now they are coming a little bit from LinkedIn, but at that time everybody came from Prost.com. So I thought, why should I don't know, pay for so many stuff where I don't get any clients from that. Okay, so I started learning and I took courses, but I didn't take courses like, I don't know, I paid for some recorded course, watched that because it was all mostly, well, I paid also for such courses, but it was mostly theory, and it didn't theory speak to me. That theory didn't speak to me actually. And I wanted to have some, I don't know, strategic plan. I don't know, the tools that I should use and how to use them. Okay, so I found somewhere in Poland, like another lady, which kind of connected with me and gave me such session, showed me everything like step by step. Showed me everything step by step. And I had that website. So in a second, I didn't wait, just straight ahead, I started implementing those things that she taught me on my blog and on my pages. Okay, so and it started, and it was I don't know, winter 2023, I remember, and I optimized the blog posts, those old blog posts, and I was like, I'm not sure if it, I don't know if it brings anything. I'm not sure if I'm not wasting my time. Well, this is what I thought at that time. But then, because she also showed me how to connect my website with Google Search Console, Google Analytics, so I could measure anything, so I could see if anything was happening. And she also told me how to index my pages. It takes, I don't know, 2 minutes. But she also showed me, she made me realize that all my pages, all my blog posts weren't indexed. Okay, so it's a very, like a simple thing.
But you have to explain what that means. But we haven't even said what SEO is.
Okay, so it's very simple. Once you
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at rss.com.
Once you connect your website to Google Search Console, you just go to one place and you just make, click, I don't know, that you that Google sees that page. Google can see this page, right? So it's, okay, like it's indexing. And you need to do it with every page on it. Right, and SEO agencies will want you to pay for that. I don't know, like fortune, a little fortune, right?
Mm-hmm. Because it's a very specialized service. You say it's 2 minutes because you learned how to do it, right? Because in the beginning it was not that clear, so that's why it's worth money.
Okay, I know. Yes, and it's actually something. When I started learning that, it seemed to me that it wasn't too difficult. Mm-hmm. And maybe you don't need to learn so much about theory, actually, because the theory overwhelms you, right? Mm-hmm. And just you just need to know how to do it, like step by step, this, and this, right? Tick, tick, tick. And I started seeing those results, and people started coming to me like, hey, I saw your blog post. I don't know, some people started coming to me from that website, but it was like I'm talking about 2 years ago. And then I thought it was also the time when I paid like some money every month for those marketing thing.
So you had a service basically.
Yes. So I thought, gosh, and nobody came from LinkedIn at that time. Nobody saw me. I was like, I had like, I don't know, 1-2 likes underneath those blog, underneath those posts. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I had dogs. I have dogs as well.
Oh yeah, I have cats.
Stop.
Don't worry about it. I'm used to
They're
that.
Barking.
Children. No, I don't hear anything. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
That's okay. I should have headphones. Okay. Anyway. So
you were still paying for services, yes, but things were starting to happen, right? So slowly.
Things were starting to happen from my website, like from my own work. And so I thought, gosh, I can't just spend so much on something that doesn't actually bring any results. So I stopped, I just quit that service. And I thought, I think it was like I had a little team. Like a little team. I don't want to call myself an agency because I hate, how agencies are perceived, in the translation world. But I had like a few team members that I worked with, because I always say that, hi, I have kids. And just to connect with everything, just to somehow, handle everything, I just needed some support. But always I have to like explain myself because people hate you for that, in the localization world. Everybody wants you to be a freelancer till the rest of your life. Anyway.
I mean, to always be free at all times, right?
Anyway, I remember I met with them. It was like a 10 years anniversary of my little Langway business. And I said to them, I hate social media, but I think I need to start posting by myself. whatever it will be, maybe I'll make a fool of myself. Okay, I thought that at that time, probably I'll make a fool of myself. Anyway, I started, I continued blogging, I started posting, and then I didn't know what to post about. Okay, so I posted about something like, I don't know, maybe you would like to set up a business in Poland. Okay, so it was like three things that I posted about, like setting up a business in Poland, something about SEO that I already learned. Okay, so it was something new, but I wanted to say, hey, you can do it the same. It's not so difficult. You can do it in simple steps. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, also something about translation, localization. And what I want to say is like posting on LinkedIn, it kind of, I don't know, directed me towards what I did, next. Because actually there were a lot of people, like let's say banging on my doors because of setting up a business in Poland. And
Okay.
it's I also created some ebook, but actually I'm not an accountant. So what I wanted actually to translate for them, to localize for them, but they
Course.
wanted the whole process, right? They wanted to, do the process like step by step, but it required an accountant and lawyer help.
Of course.
So it was hard for me actually to rely on such resources. Well, I found those resources, but I figured this is not what I wanted to do. So I did it for some time. I took calls, but I realized, hey, you can create such a funnel, that you can. I talked about that on LinkedIn. I directed them to my website where they could book calls, where they could download an ebook. So it was, but what I so I took calls, I took everything, but it was a lot of work for free.
I see.
A lot of free work. So I said, hey, you cannot do everything for free all the time. So finally, I actually helped one guy from Malaysia, set up that business, but it took so long. It was so exhausting and everything with those accountant, with the lawyer. So I was like, no. It's not for me. It's not for me. I have to stop talking about that on LinkedIn. And I focused on SEO. So I started talking about SEO. I noticed that a lot of people were interested in it. So I thought, hey, maybe I will create a course, like a little course. It was a little course, simple SEO steps. I call it this way. How I do SEO for myself, how you can do it for your own little website. I'm not talking about some big e-commerce websites, but like little service websites that we have, like many translators have. So I set up a waiting list who would be interested in that course. So I talked about SEO on LinkedIn, and then
So
people.
what was the approach? Because I know that a lot of people still in this day and age don't know what SEO was. So what was your approach to actually
My
start
approach.
talking about it? Did you explain what it was? Did you post about very specific examples that you used for yourself?
Sometimes I posted some how to index your pages, right? So I took like step by step where to go, what to click, how to do it, some graphics. Also, I posted about, I don't know, my simple process, some carousels, how to do it, what tools you use. Things like that.
So,
But
but what is it? If you would have to explain it to someone who has never heard about it, so what would you say SEO is? Of course, search engine optimization. This
yes,
is
it's
what
such
we're
an
talking about,
optimization.
right?
It's like shaping. It's a lot about language work actually, because it's shaping content. You shape the content, right? So that it meets the search intent. Okay, so what does it means that people what you actually how you shape that content, how you optimize that content, right? It's me it meets what people actually enters in the search engine. Okay, so it's all about keywords, but it's not only just that you, I don't know, you find one keyword and then you repeat it several times, right, throughout the content. But you work in a tool, it's called Neuron Writer, and you optimize the whole text for that keyword. You can have a main keyword, and then actually the tools give you everything. The tool tells you what you have to put in a meta title, what you have to put in the meta description, right? Because every page has meta title, meta description. Then you have the whole content structure, like H1, then some introduction, then the whole text, H2, H3. And then the tool tells you everything, you know, what you have to put inside H1, what you have to put inside introduction. So you actually build that text like Lego blocks. So this is like on-page SEO, right?
But so those keywords are also given by this tool, or do you have to have extra tools
you
in order
have to
find?
You have to have an extra tool that will define, you know, what keywords to choose. And there are several tools on the market. Mm-hmm. There are also free tools like Google Keyword Planner. It's inside Google Ads. So you just have to set up a Google Ads. You do it for free. And then inside tools, planning, you have Google Keyword Planner. And you can check keywords like for free there. So this is fine. Of course, you've got some paid stuff like Uber Suggest, but actually SEMrush, Ahrefs. Mm-hmm. But SEMrush and Ahrefs are quite expensive. And if we don't run our own, I don't know, SEO agency, I don't think we should pay for that. But then there is Uber Suggest where you, like, let's say, just to compare, SEMrush, you pay something like 120 something per month, like euro or dollars, I think. And then with Uber Suggest, you pay 150 for a lifetime license.
Oh, I see.
Yes. And then in Uber Suggest, you can check a lot of things because you cannot do it in a Google Keyword Planner. In Google Keyword Planner, you can check only the volume of keywords and competition. And then in Uber Suggest, you can check more things. You can audit your website. You can see what links are broken, let's say, on your website. You can check the competition, what your competition is ranking for. And you can create a keyword gap. So you can create a gap between your competitor's keywords and your keywords. And then,
and a gap means that you use their keywords or that
you use those keywords from the gap that the tool suggests. And then this is the way how you can outrank your competitor. Okay. So of course you can have SEMrush. SEMrush is great. Actually, you know, I didn't pay for SEMrush, but I got hired as an SEO associate this year, and I worked like 6 months on one project. And I got access to SEMrush.
Yep.
So I would say it's great. It's very, very easy. Very, I don't know, the interface and everything is very, you know.
But you cannot create the text in there, right? You have
no,
to
you cannot
use the information and then do it in that other tool that you mentioned.
Exactly. Use the information and you because this is keyword research tool, right? And then you have to go to content optimization tool. Right? Okay, so NeuronWriter or SEO Surfer. These are two tools that are, and then again, NeuronWriter is something that you can pay by a lifetime for, I think right now it's for $89. So it's very, very, you know, it's very easy. Maybe that is not very easy. It's very, it's how to say that. I'm Polish.
Right now, it's very easy for you, but there was a time where you had to learn it, obviously.
There was a time that I had to learn it, but I thought that maybe I would start showing other translators that it's easy and approachable, you know, that it's not, that you can buy some, you know, like, I don't want to say that almost for free, but very cheap tools, right?
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
Cheap, because actually if I use Neuron Writer for three, I've been using it for 3 years now, and actually at that time I paid for it 50 euros for a lifetime license, and I optimized so many stuff there, so many blogs. So yeah, I can say that's almost like for free.
Okay, we're talking about blogs and websites and all of that, and then we talked about LinkedIn, right? So this whole optimization process, you use it, I guess, at least in the old days, specifically for websites. What about people who don't have these websites, or people who have their blogs in these other platforms that don't belong to them? So what happens there? How do you use this information? Is it transferable? Is it something you can only use for websites? You cannot use it anywhere else? Did you use the same techniques that you learned to actually gain some traction on LinkedIn? What happened over there?
Okay.
Big okay, question.
So it's that you are obliged to have a website. Okay, it's easier to understand it because you can apply, whatever you learn on your website, right?
Just to, because it was born for that, basically, right? The whole idea was born for websites.
But okay, maybe you gain more confidence. Maybe you, because when you can practice on your own website, you gain more confidence. But you can, for example, you can practice on your own LinkedIn, let's say. Because LinkedIn is also a search engine. And it also, if you compare it to Google, it's like your headline works like a title, right? Like a meta title.
Sure.
Your about section works a little bit like a landing page, right? So you can compare it this way. And you can also optimize your LinkedIn. You can also find keywords there. Yes, because people don't realize that. But let's say, like in my case, I found such a keyword, which is Polish. Maybe Polish SEO localization isn't the best keyword, but Polish SEO, there is such a keyword. It has some volume, but it doesn't have like a huge volume.
Because it's very generic, I suppose.
I'm not sure it's generic. It's just the thing is that it's good to go for keywords that are quite non-competitive. It doesn't have much they don't have much competition, So keywords that don't have much volume are very, it's very good to try to, it's good to pick them. Okay. Not keywords. Let's say if I put Polish translator, which has a huge volume, or I don't know, Portuguese translator, or probably I don't know, Italian, French, whatever, it has a lot of volume, so it's really hard to compete with some, I don't know, with bigger players, let's say.
Of course.
Okay, so I picked Polish SEO and then I optimized my LinkedIn for that keyword. Okay, so I just went to Neuron Writer. I use shape that content, whatever the tool, let's say, suggested. And then this year, one company looked for Polish SEO and they found me and they chosen me. Okay, and I worked for them 6 months. So that, again, I wanted to say, I wanted to spread that news. Hey, hello, you don't need to have your website, but you can use keywords. And again, when the company hires you, let's say like an SEO associate, because I wasn't some, I don't know, SEO supervisor, but like SEO associate, so like a little SEO helper, like for the Polish market.
Helper.
for the Polish market. Okay. What I wanted to say is... okay, I got blocked.
So basically you work for those companies and you become a SEO helper, and then you were going to say they give you access to tools, right?
Yes,
and all
exactly,
sorts of...
exactly. That's what I wanted to say. They give you access to tools and they also tell you everything what you need to do there. So they don't require from you that you have some huge SEO knowledge. They just want you to know how to look for keywords and that you are native in your language, right? That you are, I don't know, that you are, let's say that you can work for your market, right? So I don't know, like you are Portuguese, you can work for the Portuguese market, and you just it they don't require from you that you have a website. No, they just give you tools and what they want you to do. They want you to optimize their homepage. They want you to optimize their product, the descriptions. So you do all the time. You do the same. You do the keyword research, and then you go to Neuron, optimize, and what else? They want you to, let's say, optimize their Google profile business, right? You know what it is, right? In Google. In Google, there is also such a place where you can, in Google Profile Business, you can also post. It also started behaving like a little social media. And one of my jobs was also to post there. But every time it's like, very often it's like translation from the content they already have. So let's say the original business, the company is from, it was actually British American company. So they, let's say it was something, you know, like American, something British. But they had a lot of content and they wanted me to adjust that content for the Polish market. So that's why it's a lot about language work, but just with the optimization, with, let's say, visibility in mind. So it was so they didn't even require me. So I had, let's they didn't require that I had, I don't know, tools, because they gave me access to their tools.
Course.
Maybe they didn't actually give me access to NeuroWriter. I had NeuroWriter because they didn't even use that. They wanted just to do keyword research and then sprinkle those keywords around the text. But the thing is that,
How
okay,
do you sprinkle them? I guess that's the secret, right? Because if you present yourself as that SEO translator, I suppose, right? Is that
you
the
can call it this.
keyword
You can call
that you
it this
use,
way. Well,
right? So there's a difference between being a translator and being an SEO translator. And I guess it's this sprinkling that you mentioned. I loved it. it's very festive. It's like when you're baking or something. So is this sprinkling that has the secret sauce, let's say that,
yes,
for this whole SEO, and it's the difference between having a regular translation and an SEO translation, right? So what kind of consequences do you see in the text? Is it more specific? Is it more repetitive? Is it more appealing? Is it funnier? So what's the story? How do you detect that there is SEO behind the text? Can you?
Well, you can detect, but just you can see the keyword. Let's say, the keyword is always put inside H1, so you can see that whether it's something generic or
H1 in real life
it's just
is a
title.
title.
It's the title, right? So you can see whether there is some keyword, you know, inside, or whether it's something generic, like, I don't know, something. Answer to
So
this.
you develop your eye for keywords, I suppose,
Yes.
right?
Okay.
Because
So you can.
before you had tools, you had to do it like that, a bit more in a natural way, in an instinctive way, right? Because you are a native speaker, and that's what will somehow give you the ideas also for researching the keywords. Or does the tool do everything for you? Like you say, what are the most
Well, it
important
doesn't.
keywords in this area for the Polish market? Is that how the research goes?
Okay, it's not like that the tool will do everything for you, because it's
Of
not like
course, just kidding.
AI. It's not like AI. You have to have your own brain, and you have to just do, I don't know, you just use the tool, and but you do it. It's actually, I have to say, that's a lot about copywriting. It's even sometimes more copywriting than translation.
Of course, of course.
Because you just, or transcreation, you just need to transcreate that text, right? Just to blend inside the words that you have to use, right? Like building from Lego or Lego blocks. And often and sometimes, you know, it's like with localization, transcreation, whatever, right? And the same thing that will click on the, I don't know, British market won't click on the Polish market. So you just need to change it. So that's why I wanted to show, you know, like other people, that it's a service that should be paid more. And you can require, you know, you can, let's say, if you just stack those services and you just say that, hey, I do the keyword research, I do the content optimization, I transcreate, localize and everything, and you just, make such a stack of services, then you can distinguish yourself, right? That you can a little bit stand out in the sea of other, translators who say, I translate, and that's it, right? And okay, probably that's not the answer to your question. Okay, sorry.
I told you I have a past in SEO, so we could, and maybe a future, who knows? But so that's the story. Imagine that I want to go back to working with SEO as I did ages ago, when most people didn't even know what it was. So I kind of have a background, a theoretical, like we were saying, background on that subject. But let's imagine that I want to see myself going back into the SEO market, right? So I want to be like you, like the Portuguese Maya. Imagine, instead of the Polish Maya. So what kind of little steps could I take before I end up, who knows, taking one of your courses, one of those, specific things that you can do, workshops, whatever it is you're going to tell me. But what little steps could I take in order to start understanding what's behind the whole process of SEO?
So the little step that you can take, you can set up Google Keyword Planner, which is the easiest thing and not even the cheapest because it's for free.
Okay.
And you can start, whenever you get a website translation, you can say hello if you want to that website to be visible on my market, right? On the Portuguese market where you want to enter, where you want to sell your services. Mm-hmm. I need to do the keyword research before I translate, right?
Okay.
It's great if you have a neuron-writer as well. Okay, but actually, it's not like that every company requires that, because they just, as I said, they want to do the keyword, not just the one keyword, but just very often when you look for one keyword, then you've got like a long tail keyword. So you've got like from that keyword, you've got something longer. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just an example. Maybe it's not a perfect example, but you are looking for a business coach keyword, right? And then there will be business coach near me, or mm-hmm. I don't know, business coach Michigan, or business coach something, right? Or affiliate business coach. Okay, it will be something longer,
mm-hmm.
right? So, even if you don't have a neuron writer, you can make a list of a few related keywords, right? From that first keyword that you will find, you can mm-hmm. have a few keywords that are related, right? And which are a little bit longer. And then, this will be your first work, but also very often when you do the keyword research, they want you to compare, let's say,
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
Or clients' business with competitors,
mm-hmm.
and of course there are tools who would find competitors, but you can do it manually. You can just take let's say that main keyword and just look for competitor. You can look for in search results, what comes up, up there, and you can find a few competitors and you can check what. You cannot check actually in the Google Keyword Planner what they are ranking for, but let's say you could check that in Uber searches, let's say. But you can do it like, you know, sometimes it's just visible. You just go to their website and just do see, let's say, what they put in the title, right? And then you can see that it's somewhere, you know, like sprinkled, right? Okay.
We're gonna stick to
So
that
you can say, you can check what they are trying to rank with,
word.
right? Okay, so you won't, unfortunately, you won't do the keyword gap with the Google Keyword Planner, but let's say if at some point you feel comfortable with it, maybe you would just have that. Maybe you can actually you can buy monthly or so, go Uber suggest, right? But I paid several months monthly and I realized that I already paid for lifetime, so it wasn't worth it. Okay, anyway, I think like every translator can do it. Just very often translators are you know, they feel not confident enough. They are like, oh, I can't do it. It seemed too difficult. But people who work in SEO, they make it seem difficult. They don't want to they don't want to share any knowledge. It's very often like this. They don't want to say you know, that it's easy. They create an image that is not easy. It's very difficult. And okay, so I wanted to break it. I don't know. I wanted to say, I don't know, it wasn't difficult for me. And you know, once I did my simple steps, SEO steps, I actually saw that traffic, you know, that I, when you, okay, because even if you don't have a website and you have your clients, let's say you work for a client that wants you to do some SEO stuff, they give you access also to Google Search Console. So you can, in Google Search Console, you see the traffic. You see, you know, how many impressions they have, how many clicks they have. And you can see your work, like you can see that what you did, even if it doesn't seem, I don't know, big stuff, right? That you only optimize something, you can see the traffic. You can see that some traffic happened, right? And let's say if there is not much traffic, you can always change the keyword, right? Or you can change the meta title or meta description. Something not very difficult, right, to change, because very often, you know, that meta title, meta description are so important because when people see those results, I always say that you can have or your clients may have the best website, but if that meta title isn't worth it to click, isn't something irresistible, so nobody will click it, right? This is very important for clicks. And then you can measure the click-through rate. There is also such a thing, click-through rate, right? And the last time when I worked for the right this time when I worked for this company, I counted that click-through rate and it was like 17%. It was awesome. It was awesome because normally it's like seven, six, you know, like for organic traffic, 6%. Okay, maybe now it's I'm sound sounds it sounds difficult, but that's why I wanted to, you know, like create some courses, create, I don't know, I create this bootcamp right now just to make
Okay, let's
my.
talk about it because I have a really burning question, as my friends
Okay.
would say at Magic Beans. So what's the story? Who comes to you? Is it translators who want to make their own content better, their websites, LinkedIn, all of that? Or is it translators, because I suppose your target is translators, right? Are translators. So is it because they want to offer the service, or is it because they want to apply whatever you teach them in their own materials? Because there's a huge difference between these two approaches, I suppose. So what's the story? Who comes to your boot camps and your courses?
Okay, so last time I let's say my audience were last time like last year And also I created such a Discord group because I wanted to practice. I wanted to practice, you know, how I recorded myself, how I talked about that. So at that time, I focused mainly on people who had websites, to be honest, because I wanted to show them how to do it on the website, how to do it within WordPress, you know, how to install the plugins, you know, and things like that. But I realized that not many translators have websites,
right?
And very often they couldn't apply what I taught them. So the last, actually, because it was I created several things, you know. So I created the Discord group where I taught them, you know, how to apply on the website. But actually, during that Discord, sorry, it lasted like 2 months. People, what is they actually started creating their own websites. So it was, you know, it was like I felt a huge achievement. And they started creating websites. There were people who helped create the website. Okay, so they started creating, they started optimizing, you know, and it was, you know, and actually Catherine took part in that, you know, in that Discord group. And then I created a boot camp. It was a free bootcamp because I also wanted to check myself, you know, to see how it will be, you know. So then again, I focused not really on translators, but like on just people who had websites.
Okay.
Some small websites. And then, you know, around 100 people signed up for that bootcamp, but it was free. And I have to say that it was inside such a program. It was, I'm not sure if you ever heard about, her name is Sigrun, and don't remember the surname because it's very hard to say. Okay, but she's quite familiar. I don't know, somewhere. Not familiar, she's quite known. To many people. Okay, so it was inside her program. So actually, she had a lot of people on her email list, and those people signed up for those, you know, for those, you know, several free programs. Anyway, so that bootcamp was different. That bootcamp was different. But then, you know, when AI overviews, you know, Google started introducing AI overviews. So, and AI overviews ate a lot of traffic. So right now it's not so easy as it used to be. You cannot just write a few blog posts, optimize those blog posts, and you will be seen because
AI there's a difference between SEO for regular Google life before AI was so spread out.
It's actually not very different. It's just you have to, you know, the content that you will write right now, like for blog posts, it has to be more summarized, more concise. There is a chance that it will be, you know, like cited in Google AI overviews. But, you know, let's face the truth. People very often read what it's inside, AI overviews.
The first thing that shows up, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't click to any website. So actually, you know, clicks and everything, you know, they went down. But still, this year, I worked for two companies who did SEO, but they were like big companies. They sell, you know, like a physical stuff, right?
So right.
Distributors and everything. And they still need people like that they speak the language because, like, let's say it turned out that for this company, there was nobody who spoke Polish. There were like people from, I don't know, Romania, Philippines, you know, like Slovakia, like a big team. Nobody speaks Polish. And they come to the Polish market, right?
Of course.
So, and there are a lot of such companies. And they have resources, let's say they have big budgets, and they need people, linguists, okay, translators, maybe we should actually advertise ourselves as SEO linguists, not only translators, right? Because translation, I know we always say it's not converting one language to another language, but very often they want us to create content as well.
So you're thinking about it from an SEO perspective, right? The
Yes.
word translator.
Okay, SEO translator is a good keyword. SEO linguist, not really. But from the perspective of people, what they look for, they always look for the, let's say, the language.
The
Like,
language,
I
of
don't know,
course.
Portuguese SEO, Italian SEO, and then you always have some conversation with them. And I don't say, I'm not saying, hello, I've been in SEO like for 15 years, but what I heard, they said, okay, what you are saying, what the tools that you are using, right? It's enough for us, and it's fine. We're taking it. Okay, so I thought maybe more people, like more translators, can hear. We should hear that and should know, how to do it. And then very often it's like they give you access. They give you access to Google Analytics. They give you access to Google, to their Google Search Console. So you don't need to have your own stuff. You don't need to have your own website. And you can just learn. And very often they just give you instructions what you have to do, right?
Course.
So it's like we should just also, it's not enough, of course, to do some courses. It's not enough to do some boot camps. You also have to speak more. Speak more, right? What we do, right? So we should, I don't know. Sometimes I know it's hard, it's not very easy, but we should be more a little bit louder and just talk about our services, just talk, repeat ourselves all the time.
Yeah, that's good. This is what we do here, right? The idea here is to talk about things that are relevant for the whole community to know, and they can apply it to their own stuff or obviously to their clients. Thank you so much, Maya,
Thank you.
for being here. I know this was a conversation we needed to have somehow because it's very relevant. And like I say, I'm on a mission to open to broaden the spectrum of activities of our community because I think it's very important for us to keep on evolving all the time for whatever happens. And also, above all, this is my conviction that you follow whatever is natural to you and just enhance it so that you can offer it to clients and keep on working on the things that you actually love. So thank you so much for this. Good luck with all your projects, and I'll see you around at least on LinkedIn. And now I will test what will happen when I search you on Google.
Yeah, you should search Polish SEO localization and
I'll
my
do
website should come up.
that. I will test that and then I'll let you know what happens. Thank you so much,
Okay.
Maya, and I'll see you around. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. See you later.
Bye.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.